A new Anchorage greenhouse is sprouting more than seeds. It's helping young people develop life skills and improve their mental health. Anchorage Community Mental Health Services recently began the new program, Seeds of Change. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman took a tour.
19-year-old Quavon Bracken walks through rows and rows of tall, dangling racks of hydroponic growing tubes. Green vegetables and herbs are just starting to poke out through slits in the sides.
My favorite over here is the Jericho romaine. They're really green right now.
Their growth is spurred by powerful LED lights that sway back and forth in front of the plants. When the lights switch on, it's so bright, you gotta wear shades. Bracken started working with Seeds of Change a few weeks ago. Most of the time, he's a peer outreach worker with Alaska Youth Advocates. Their teen center is now located in the same building as the greenhouse, and the youth workers are helping get the project up and running. Bracken says he's been interested in agriculture for a while, and he hopes to work on a farm in Israel sometime soon. In the meantime, working with Seeds of Change is giving him the chance to learn about tending plants, what nutrients they need, how much light. Soon, he'll be helping sell the produce at local farmers markets and to restaurants. But the experience is having a deeper impact, too.
I feel like kind of at peace. I can plant some seeds and then, you know, think about something that challenges me in life and then just, you know, go on planting the seeds. And I just feel like I can think a little bit more around it. Probably all the oxygen that's, like, being emitted from them.
And those are some of the ideas behind the new nearly $3 million project.
That sense of being responsible for, you know, life and nurturing it is a really powerful thing.
That's Mike Sobosinski, the Chief Operating Officer at Anchorage Community Mental Health Services. He explains the program is targeting young people who have been involved with foster care, juvenile justice, and mental health programs.
We tend to look at these youth as at risk. And what we're doing here is we're looking at them as at promise. And so you give them the opportunity and you have expectations that they're going to be able to be responsible and you support them along the way. And it really does a lot for your mental health.
The program supplements on-the-job training with life skills lessons too. Apartment hunting, resume building. They'll employ up to 20 youth at a time for about 6 to 9 months each. It's a transitional program to help the young people get started. Seeds of Change was 15 years in the making. Sobosinski began developing the project well before starting his current post. But he says it was hard to find the money and the space to actually pull it off.
I like to tell everybody that every community mental health center should own a 10,000-foot greenhouse.
But they don't. The greenhouse can produce up to 50 tons of fresh produce per year. Most will be sold to fund the project. It should be self-sustaining by the end of the year. A portion will be donated to people in need. Quavon Bracken says he's excited to see the first harvest.
Like, I really want to, like, go ahead and, like, slice them down, you know, and I want to see them all piled up in one area and see the massive amount that we're going to have, especially for, like, you know, my favorite right there, the romaine Jericho.
The plants should be ready to pick in 4 to 5 weeks. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.